Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Here we go, hour four of the nation. John Machota, The Athletic, joining us here in just a second. The text had a good idea that maybe we need an AI Bobby bit that just instantly steals all of Wolchuk's ideas and presents it to Sean and RJ.
I like that. That's a good bit.
What do we think?
I think Bobby could fire that off easy.
Here he is, longtime Cowboys beat writer, one of our favorites at The Athletic, John Machota, here with you on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing excellent. Taking in the mini camp and everything. I'm trying to figure out where fans could be excited here as training camp approaches. And just looking at offensively, the most credible thing I've heard this week is the continuity on offense. And it's something I hadn't thought about, but how much is that worth to you when you get year two with Clayton Adams, Shoddy, and Dak and these receivers doing their thing?
Oh, I think that's huge. And yeah, you should definitely have that from year one to year two in an offense. And I would expect them to be just as good and probably better than they were last year. If, and there's, and this is a key if here, they stay healthy. Because you tell me that they lose George Pickens or CeeDee Lamb, I could see the offense dropping off, certainly without Dak Prescott. But the other one, though, that's pretty important is Javonte Williams. And I don't know that they have another back on the roster right now that you could say, well, if Javonte goes down, we'll be fine and plug him in and the train will just keep rolling. So as of right now, if they're healthy, there's no reason, even with the questions that, you know, there are at left tackle, this should be one of the best, if not the best, offenses in the NFL in 2026.
Are you buying the Jaden Blue narrative as far as being more of a splash offensive player, an offensive role player, maybe not Javonte Williams backup style, but a guy that can help take this offense to the next level?
If we're being completely honest, I am not a huge fan of this time of the offseason. I feel like almost, I'm not going to say every single year, but in my 15 years covering the team, I feel like this time of year we get to see, and they do, less and less. And so because of that, I don't really buy into anything like that. And even in talking to Clayton Adams today, you know, even he'll say it's tough to evaluate a running back when you don't have pads on. And, you know, he's doing all the right things, and that's all great, but you got to actually see it on the field. And so from what he can be doing up to this point, yeah, it does seem like he's ready for that, to take that next step. And I do think if, you know, he is the player they think he can be, then he'd be a great compliment to Javonte Williams. And, even Clayton Adams talking about how much that can possibly open up more in the offense because of what kind of a pass catching threat that Jalen Blue is. But I have to see more. And to be honest with you, I've even gotten so like jaded about even training camp. Like, I love that they're practicing against two other teams. As soon as that schedule came out, Rams, Saints practice, I couldn't wait for that. Those are like, if you told me that I can only attend two practices all training camp, it's those two and nothing's even close.
Yeah, it's Kool-Aid season, John. I mean, it's all good vibes right now. What have been your first impressions of seeing Christian Parker run the defense at minicamp, but also the rookie Caleb Downs?
Yeah, the way he has this practice structured a little bit defensively is different. The way he has groups moving from, individual stuff early on, and I think he wants a defense, at least it appears, that is going to be very multiple, and the drills that he puts them through would make you think that. And so that's exciting. You know, I don't see this being any type of a like vanilla defense. I think that there is going to be a lot of moving parts. And to me, the best defenses I feel like I've watched, or the ones that I've been most impressed with, are really the heyday of Bill Belichick in New England, where, you know, from week to week, they're changing stuff up. And you can go into a game and game plan for something and it completely blows up in your face, but you're so good at what you do that you can flip the script in the mid game and you can still execute at a high level. And so I think that's why you know, they went after Christian Parker because they see that from him, that, you know, he's obviously young, hungry, but he brings that, you know, multiple type of a defense where it isn't going to be just, hey, we're this, everybody knows we're this, and you just, you know, try and score on us, we're just going to stop you. It's like, no, they're going to do it in a variety of different ways. And so that's exciting to see, you know, especially coming off of how bad they were last year.
John, you know, one of the things that we talk about on the offensive side of the ball, and, you know, Bobby's been really loud about the idea that Ryan Flannoy could be a wide receiver too if George Pickens ends up leaving. Could you see that being the case? I don't, not many people are really talking about Flannoy that way, but I know Bobby mentioned that this morning.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. I do think Ryan Flannoy is a really good three, and I think that that top three is excellent. You know, they're in great shape there. I'm sure he could be fine as a two. You know, I mean, that's kind of, you know, makes me think of, like, you know, when they drafted Michael Gallup, it was, you know, a three that could be a two. I think that that potential is there for Ryan Flannoy. I would have to see a little bit more, but certainly when his number was called last year, he showed you that, you know, he can handle even more than what they gave him. But I don't think I would love the offense as much as I do right now if you were without CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens.
John, when you look at this defense, though, and I was just, you know, the last few days of watching practice with you and stuff like that, notice the with Lawrence, they seem to have an idea of, like, you know, and I know that Ezeraku was out and he was working with the, you know, working in the drills and stuff today, but it seems like that they've kind of, like, they're giving Lawrence the first shot, at least through these couple of practices.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I would expect that to be the way it'll be once the season gets going. I mean, I think that it'll be, if everyone's healthy, Rashawn Gary and Donovan Ezeraku, but there'll be plenty of snaps for Lawrence. Yeah, I think Malachi Lawrence is in a great spot, because if they only have one first round pick, you know, there's a lot of eyeballs just on him. If that pick was it, but our focus, I shouldn't say our, myself and a lot of others, mm-hmm. I feel like our focus goes quicker to Christian Parker and Caleb Downs, and maybe even some of the guys that they've added, like a Rashawn Gary. Like, Malachi Lawrence is in a great spot where if he has, like, a great rookie season, and let's say he is a 8-10 sack guy or something, I mean, to me, that's just, like, that can be icing on the cake. Like, I don't think the expectation is that, you know, he should be like that right away. He could be. But yeah, I can see them giving him every opportunity and playing him in the preseason to see what he can do with that role. I mean, he certainly looks the part. I mean, the height, the length, the movement, and all of that. I mean, he's an exciting player. But again, like, I need to see it, like, in actual games, you know, and see how that goes. But yeah, clearly they want a lot from him this year.
John Michaud of The Athletic here with you on The Fan. What's your expectations for this defense as a collective?
I think it's going to be a lot, like, much more improved than just taking a little step. You know, Jerry will make the jokes of, like, well, it can't be any worse. We're at the bottom. And even some players have said that, but I think it'll be much improved. I am buying into the Christian Parker hype. I like the way he answers questions. I like the way he carries himself. I like the background. I like the system he's coming from and what he's done in the defensive backfields on other teams. And so, you know, to me, the only question is, you know, the game inside the game, like I said earlier about the Belichick thing, like, when someone comes out and they have a plan to thwart whatever you were doing, now what is your change up? You know, what do you switch to? And I think that's where we'll really know the most about him. But up to this point, everything that he's done, said, way he carries himself, to what the other players say about him, you know, I don't think that you could have asked for a better hire.
You know, I was wondering what you thought about Christian Parker's press sessions, his media today, because I agree with you. I think the leadership and the football IQ that is underlying there is outstanding, right? And as a coach, I'm like, yeah, this is the guy. How quotable is he, though? He seems like he's very protective of information and doesn't let anything out unintentionally.
I would agree with you completely. It's funny you say that, because we talked to Quinnen Williams today as well, and when we were leaving, another reporter mentioned that too, about how, you know, Quinnen is good. He'll talk to us and answer every question, but he's also good about not really saying too much. And I definitely see that in Christian Parker. To me, just from a media standpoint, I feel like Christian Parker is farther ahead than I thought somebody who's never been a defensive coordinator before would be in terms of in front of the media, you know, answering questions. I just think that he never really hesitates on an answer. It seems like he has a response ready to go for whatever is being thrown his way. And he will be guarded about certain things because he doesn't want to give away too much. Because let's be honest, that's one of his best advantages right now going into the season is that, you know, we sit here and talk and write about, we don't know for sure what the defense is going to look like. Well, I find it very hard to believe that the rest of the NFL has it figured out as well. So, I think he handles himself very well from that sense. And I thought he was really impressive today.
What are you thinking about the cornerback room right now in the health of Deron Bland going into camp?
You know, he talked a good game today. You know, he's a great guy to talk to. I was saying this when I left practice today. I'm like, man, I want nothing but success on the field for Savone Rivelle and DeMarvion Overshown because they're great to talk to. They're great media guys, but you know, good dudes too. And you want to see them have success because you really feel like, hey, they have everything there that's needed except the health part of it. Can they stay healthy for the full season? He certainly feels like he's past the knee injury that he had. And so the only thing I can take away from him is the same thing I did last year. It's whenever he's healthy, I can see how he would be a problem because of his size, his height, and the way he moves really doesn't, I don't know. He moves like a guy that would be shorter than he is, and he has great size. And so I'm interested to see how that works out. But when I look at that corner room as a whole, it just seems they're throwing like a lot of numbers at it. And I'm kind of sitting there going, I wonder who will emerge out of this group beyond like those top two or three guys. And with this being kind of the position group that's Christian Parker's specialty, I wonder if we get somebody who maybe we're not expecting right now to have maybe a better season than that. Who knows who that might be? I mean, obviously you're going to have a good camp, good preseason for that, but maybe that's Caitlin Carson. Maybe it's Reddy Stewart. Maybe it's Darian Kendrick. I don't know, but it seemed like they wanted to go with, we're going to get a bunch of numbers. We'll see who emerges, see who fits into what Christian Parker wants to do, and we'll go from there. But there are still a lot of question marks at corner. I'm not going to lie to you. And I will not be overselling anything that happens with the corners because one of the darlings from training camp last year was Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
John Machota here with you on the Fan Chief.
You buying Overshown as the Mike linebacker?
I am. I'm buying it as long as he's healthy, you know, as long as he can be out there. I mean, that's the thing about the green dot. You're not going to be sitting there bringing that guy in and out of the game. You need a guy that's going to be out there all the time. And so, you know, as we've seen before with DeMarvion, when he's out there, he's a really good player. And so you would want him out there all the time. And so all of that would make sense. And I know the team thinks very highly of him. I mean, last year, late in the season, Dak Prescott said that DeMarvion Overshown was his favorite player on the team. I mean, he's very well respected in the locker room. So I think all of that bodes well for your, you know, green dot middle linebacker that you'd want leading your defense. But you obviously can't do that from the sidelines. So if he's healthy, you know, that's why I look at it. If it's a perfect world and health is not an issue, I could see them going all season with DeMarvion Overshown and D Winters as the two linebackers that you see the most of. And obviously Jayshon Barham as well, working in there, but yeah, no, I can see Overshown doing it. Just can he do it for 17 games?
When we're looking at the rotations, John, is there anything that kind of surprised you? And I know that we're just trying to like be a little, you know, a little guarded about our observations and not get fooled on stuff. But were there any rotations at any position that surprised you a little bit just watching the last couple of days?
I think for me, I'm not saying it surprised me, but and maybe you caught this more than I did. And as you know, and I'm sure you've explained your listeners, they do a good job of blocking us from seeing.
Yeah,
a lot
they
of
know they do a real good job of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just haven't noticed this and maybe just cause they're going through the walkthrough portion and it's not really full go, but I don't believe there's a real competition at left tackle. Okay. Like I think it's Tyler Guyton. And if it's not Guyton, and that's a disaster. Yeah, maybe they put Nate Thomas out there, but I really think if it's not Guyton, it'll end up being Tyler Smith, and then you move TJ Bass into one of those inside spots. But I just think Tyler Guyton is not going to get, like, I do believe that it is a 50-50 backup quarterback battle. I absolutely believe that.
Yeah.
But left tackle, I'm just not completely sold on that, and there's nothing I've seen in OTAs or minicamp that make me think that, you know, they're going to say that. I'm sure that Nate Thomas will get reps with the ones, and we'll see that in Oxnard. But I just really think they're going to do everything in their power for Guyton to win that job. And I kind of feel the same way with Jaden Blue as the backup running back. I don't think it's going to be this even split. They want Jaden Blue to win that job. And so those things kind of stood out defensively. Maybe overshown on the Mike thing just because of the health part of it, you know, and the green dot stuff and the way he was talking last week, because, you know, they weren't talking that way.
No.
Back during free agency when they were trying to get N'Kobe Dean, you know, Devin Lloyds and guys like that, Quay Walkers. So that one is kind of new to me. I don't know that I expected that, you know, a few weeks ago. But outside of that, I mean, I feel like Caleb Downs is doing what we kind of expected him to do. Yeah, I can't think of another one that really jumps out.
So we're going full George Pickens in training camp, you think? Do you want to call BS on anything that he said yesterday? Or is that, do you think that's locked in?
No, you know what I kind of thought of it as, though? It's the Jerry Jones saying, you know, he said after the first day of the draft, I believe it was, he mentioned to a group of us that, you know, that they can sign two receivers, long, you know, big time, high dollar receivers,
they did,
and make it work that way,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. And he also said that they could do that with three defensive tackles, and one of those defensive tackles is gone. So mm-hmm. I guess I'm bringing this up to say that, yes, everything that George said yesterday sounds good, but he also said he wasn't at OTAs because his agent told him not to, and he was listening to his agent. So how do we know that there won't come a time in training camp, before training camp, where maybe he suggested don't go to start a training camp? I don't think that will happen. I'm just saying that I'm not sitting there yesterday listening to that and going 100%. It'll be there. This is over. Book is closed. Franchise tag done. You're not going to hear any more about this until next January. Like I don't know about that. And it's not just the George side of it. It's the Dallas Cowboys side of it. And that just seems the way, like, how business goes with star players and the Cowboys.
Do you think they could do business with any significant players here this summer? Because I feel like the budget is not busted and you've lost ground on the Rams.
That would be interesting, you know. I'm one of these people that still doesn't believe that Max Crosby will play for the Raiders. So
okay.
I don't know if that comes to him getting moved to the Cowboys, because if you take yourself back to when that deal was going to be made, since then they've traded for Rashawn Gary. They've used a first-round pick on Malachi Lawrence. So I can't sit here and say the roster is the same as it was then. But if they added somebody else at, like, linebacker, inside or outside linebacker, because, like, even – every day that goes by and a Jadeveon Clowney isn't signed by another team, you know, if they don't see enough from their edge rushers in training camp, I find it very hard to believe that they're just going to try and just scheme it up and not try and go get another, you know, accomplished edge rusher. So, yeah, maybe there. I don't know about the Max Crosby thing. That just seems like it would take a lot to still get him. But I don't know. I just don't think that he's going to play for the Raiders after how everything went down.
Final mini camp practice tomorrow. Then you get, what, 6-7 weeks to Oxnard? Are you going to catch this World Cup fever or what?
Man, I don't know if I can afford this World Cup fever.
I'm crazy.
I'm scratching my head at how everybody else can afford this. Like, especially, I could go to a match and I'm not paying the you know, I'm not paying to fly and the hotel and all that. Like, I honestly am blown away. Like, I was looking into tickets that Monday game with Argentina, and, like, the cheapest one on SeatGeek was, like, $2,000. I was like, I would be interested in going. I'm not that interested in going. So it is cool, though, I will say, just, you know, around the Metroplex, seeing people from all these different countries having their jerseys on and things like that. Like, it's cool. I'm not a big soccer guy, but I'm a huge sports fan. So I'm totally into it. I've watched more soccer, I feel like, in the last, you know, few days than I have in probably the last few years. So I'm all for it. I'm pretty excited. I think it's cool. And I really think AT&T Stadium, you know, I've done a couple of stadium rankings for The Athletic over the years. And it's like, I don't know, man, that thing's getting 10, 15 years old. That stadium still looks great to me.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
Sounds like you got the fever to me, John. Thank you so much for your time. Fantastic reporting as always, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good, boys. Have a good night.
There he goes. John Machota of The Athletic here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Just crushing the beat as always. Okay, we got the Expressway coming up next. We'll take a snapshot of everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day, hand it over to the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live, and we're back here with you.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. Yeah, buddy, let's hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top. And the coverage is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Rangers are off tonight because you had World Cup action this afternoon out there at AT&T Stadium. So they had to clear everything, limit congestion. Rangers will be back in action tomorrow at 1:35. So we'll hit the air around 4:30 or 5 o'clock and give you a couple hours of G-Bag Nation. The other thing about the Sorsby thing with Ron Slavin, his agent this morning with Sean and RJ, said Tech probably pushed him to the decision a little bit. I thought that was one of the more interesting takeaways.
Yeah, agreed.
And I imagine they heard from their legal representation this isn't worth fighting anymore.
They probably worried what the Big 12 was about to do to them.
Yeah.
They worried about the Big 12, and then I think that in a bigger picture, they also worried about nationally what the committee might do to them in, you know, in January. When it came time to vote for the playoff teams, that they were worried that something was going to happen even more.
This makes a lot of sense, right? Yeah. You go through all that, and it's like all of a sudden your guy can't play in a Big 12 championship game, or you do this to be in a playoff, and if that's going to be held against you, then like, is it really worth it in the big picture?
Yeah, I think I like knowing as a casual fan of Tech, I like to see them do good. A lot of my friends went to Tech or pull for Tech now, as is the case with Volchuk. I want to see them do good, and I felt like that looked kind of desperate and weak. You know, with everybody telling them no, and they get it cleared in court, and then Sorsby just leaves. But if it was more of a collective idea, I think that's a good. My theme of Cowboys minicamp this week is kind of like.
Can I say something real quick on
sure,
that?
Sure, yeah.
Just real quick. You know, I think it's different if you fight for a player that's been in your program for 3 or 4 years over eligibility.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good point.
I don't think these guys in the program wanted to go down over a guy that was basically a mercenary.
There you go.
They came in, you know, and they paid the $5 million. Everything's cool. Yeah, he was going to be a quarterback. Maybe lead him to a national championship.
I think that's a great point, Brian.
Yeah.
And to reset you, my Cowboys minicamp theme of the week is Make Me Believe. And, you know, Mashota did a little bit of that. Okay, we need continuity to win the day here for this offense. But how about our guy Jake Ferguson here asked about Shoddy? And he said, you know what the right word is? He feels more dangerous. I feel more of a dangerous sense from him, like he's in his bag, you could say. I don't want to say comfortable is the right thing because we're never comfortable here. We're comfortable being uncomfortable. You can see it from him, and you can feel the energy. It is there. So I'll take that. I'll also take a tally from FC Dallas striker Petar Musa for Croatia, but England overwhelmed them 4-2 the final. Pretty cool to see FC Dallas players and number of players from MLS sprinkled around these rosters. Portugal and Congo played to a 1-1 draw. Ronaldo has not scored in his last 5 international games. Messi, as Chief told you earlier, has scored 8 times in his last 8 World Cup games.
Yeah.
The manager, Martinez, asked afterwards why he didn't sub Ronaldo out. And as he searched for an answer, he said, it makes no sense to get the best goal scorer in the world of football out in a game that you need goals. I don't really take anything away from Ronaldo's spectacular career, but I think at this point it's kind of like one of those deals where a legend is getting preferential treatment where maybe he shouldn't.
It's actually become more personal for him, where he's trying to get goals to end his career. He's not being a team player. I mean, they could talk about some runs that he can made in that match that created space, and he didn't do it. He was more interested in setting up and trying to, and then complain why he didn't get the ball on the touch.
Definitely see that.
If he could have made some run-throughs, it would have let other guys open for some goals. Hey. And that's the criticism have been of him. He's no longer a team player.
And I don't know if he ever was, but he was so brilliant
that
he could be selfish and score.
Yeah.
Like 90 goals in 130, caps for Portugal. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander, your G-bag of the day.
sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Hey, that quote you read, that was from Jake Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He was talking about Shoddy?
Yeah.
Jake Ferguson, bro. Eric, you put us on to a dog. Jake Ferguson really might be the ultimate wingman.
He is, yeah, dude.
Look at that assist. That was a lob. He threw a lob up there for that boy.
Yeah, he did.
I got you, dog. Yeah. Never seen a coach like this in my life, man. He's the greatest guy I've ever met.
Not going to say he's comfortable because we don't get comfortable. we are comfortable being uncomfortable. Okay? Do that math.
Jake Ferguson, bro. Throw me a lob out here, man. I might need one, bro. All right, G, back of the day. We do it every weekday on The Fan. It's brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com. Do it at 5:30, by the way. Going for two today, we go to Fox Soccer, the big platform, the big platform. Clint Dempsey has something to say about his old assistant coach, Messi Marsh.
Reminder, Jesse represented the United States, not only as a player, but as an assistant coach as well. Yesterday, he had a comment that caught our attention. He said that when he was an assistant with the U.S. under Bob Bradley, Clint, he had to beg the players to sing the national anthem.
He really said that?
He said that.
Yeah. Man, I can't take this guy too seriously. I mean, it was an honor for me growing up and representing my country. When the national anthem happened, I wasn't someone who normally would sing. I put my hand over my heart and I'd pray to the good man upstairs. I'm someone who's bled for this country. I broke my nose playing for this country. I've come back from two heart procedures and played for this country. So I'm not going to take advice from someone who switched to the other side and singing another country's national anthem.
Come on.
And as my boy TT would say, stay in your own lane. It looks like he's in a dang moped, so worry about your own team.
How dare you even try texting like that?
Got him.
How dare you even try that, bro?
Sounds more like Jesse Darsh. You get the South Park reference.
That was good. Even though Boosie should still be the champ.
I made note of it. He'll be honorary.
Honorary.
Lucius approves.
There you go, Boosie.
Well, you know, just make sure you throw that note to your boy next year. It's important. Clint Dempsey, man. All right, let's see what else we got for you guys here on a couple of Tolos hit me up and said this should be a G-Bag of the Day nominee after I played it yesterday. Mr. Tom Connors, the YouTuber Tom Connors, have a meltdown over the new He-Man movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a fan of the He-Man movie, the new Masters of the Universe. Yeah. Here we go.
It's not only everything I was afraid it was going to be, it's even worse. And I finally figured out who this secret audience is they're going after. Because I saw them tonight in my theater.
Oh, interesting.
It's 30-something-year-old women who are so nerdy and awkward. They're either lesbian or can't get a date.
Jeez.
Because those were the people that were into this movie. Otherwise, it was dead silence. I would have been fine with Thor Ragnarok. This was Masters of the Blunderverse. This was Thor Love and Thunder times 10.
Yeah.
I don't know what the they were thinking. And anybody who says this isn't woke, they're lying to you. This is the wokest I've seen in years. Years. Everything from insert the planeteers here to toxic masculinity on this end. It's all here, kids. Every color of the rainbow. My God, what have we done? You Mattel, you Amazon, Masters of the Universe. After Revelations, after this, we are done. Divorced. I am so glad I spent no more than $20 together on those f-ing toys. You want to know why? This movie's not getting another goddamn of my money. God. Nor is Mattel for the rest of my f-ing life.
Every color of the rainbow.
Man, I actually went down better the second time.
It did. That was great. I love the mic clipping out sound.
Yes, you know? Me too.
You can just see him shaking his head. Like, so grabbing the mic.
Greatest, bro. Hold on, I love this. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to the filters. I ain't gonna do it. Found out too much. It's the filters on this voice. I just love it so much, bro. God.
Never could believe the things you do to me.
Oh my God, the producer was in his bag. Who produced this? They were crazy. They was out of their mind when they made this. Let's go to Fox 4. They spoke with a English football fan outside of Texas Live. We played this earlier.
Hi, I love this beer in this country, by the way. It's really good.
You like the beer in this country? It's all right. Great.
Hospitality has been amazing as well.
Really? Have you had any Texas barbecue yet?
I had Texas barbecue yesterday. I had a lovely bit of brisket.
Tell me about it. What was your experience? Is it what you expected?
I went fatty. Do you go fatty or lean?
Oh, yeah.
I went fatty. I went to Slow Bone, picked it up, put the sauce on it, dropped it in the mouth, melted in my mouth. It was absolutely beautiful. It's the best beef I've had in my life.
Really? We love to hear that. Did you try any of the other fixins with it or no?
I had a pork chop. I had some pork ribs. Okay. I had mac and cheese. The mac and cheese was average though.
Oh, yikes.
And the other thing is, what's this Brussels sprouts gratin about? We have Brussels sprouts at Christmas in England. Why do you have it on your barbecue? I don't know.
There's so many questions here. Yeah. Tell me what you're doing today. You're heading into Texas Live right now. What's the plan ahead of the match?
We're going to get drunk before the game.
Yeah.
We're going to get drunk during the game.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get drunk after the game. But all that matters is England wins today.
Okay. He got what he wished for.
Yep.
And that was a shiner. Right.
They got the dub?
Yeah, 4-2.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Okay, I see.
That guy's incredible, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like Shiner gets its just due.
I know.
As a Texas brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's a top five beer to me. It's that good.
Brendan Sorsby's agent, Ron Slavin, that's his name.
Let's go. Oh, baby. I saw you cooking back there. Like, let's go.
I thought this was amazing, bro. With the R. Kelly excuse for his agent, for Brendan, basically.
Again, it's like, this is a 22-year-old kid who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He's had two girlfriends his entire life. He's at church every Sunday. He's a great human being. And I guess his biggest fault might be he's too giving.
I call it the R. Kelly excuse because when R. Kelly sat down with Gail King for his interview, listen to this.
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. Because my heart is so big, people betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
His heart's just so big.
Yeah, that's my problem. Not the underage girls. It's the big heart I have.
It's true.
Sorsby was just lending a helping hand to the sports books who are in dire need of more cash.
It's too giving.
Yeah, they're not doing well enough.
Give me some more $3 bets, please.
I had this one for Toxic Tuesday because it needs to be acknowledged. I believe there was a couple of tolos on the fence exit acknowledged it in time, in real time, the same time I did. Mr. Gavin Dawson with a treacherous.
What happened?
Treacherous subject change.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Diabolical
subject change, dog.
I told you about that pizza pocket situation I had, that pizza roll.
Oh, yeah, the pizza roll herpes.
It dropped cheese lava on my lip.
Yeah. Is it still hurting?
Right as it was about to heal, there was a scab on it that I accidentally peeled off, peeled live skin from my lip. This was like last Thursday. I was in a drive-thru at In-N-Out, and all of a sudden it looked like I had just been slugged in the lip because it was bleeding so bad. So I've been dealing with that all weekend. And I think I might have just ripped it back open.
That's freaking brutal, dude.
I can't turn down the scab pick.
Yeah.
That's
too much fun.
That's like a final boss.
Yeah.
We end on a sad note here in the C note. Alden Smith, former Niner and Cowboy defensive tackle, passing on at 36 over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We end on a sad note.
You know what's so funny about this is Bobby brought this up a few weeks ago.
Oh, did he?
And that's actually serious. And he made an AI because you had some other. You went from I don't even know what you did. You went to from Little Debbie's to Kyle Busch's death or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes.
So he made an AI like 90-second clip of you doing that, and it's on point.
The transitions.
Nice. Oh, I gotta get that.
That's good.
I gotta get that.
I'm gonna send it to you, bro.
Yeah, I gotta get that. Dawson, you a wild dog.
I think I might have just ripped it back open.
That's freaking brutal, dude.
I can't turn down the scab pick.
Yeah.
That's too much fun. That's like a final boss.
Yeah.
We end on a sad note here. Thought it was pretty smooth, if I'm being honest. Some of my finest work.
Scab pick into death.
From pizza roll herpes to the sad
note. I think it's cleared up, by the way.
Good. Yeah. Nice job.
I think I peeled off the remaining scab earlier today.
Oh, no, I got it. I had to save the beginning of that little. Hold on.
You guys ever get a scab on your lip? That was brutal. It was. That was probably a 3-week ordeal.
All right. That sounds like some Texas Tech stuff.
Yeah, dude.
We don't know our status. We're just out here getting reckless.
Long weekend in West Texas.
I'm sorry,
Dawson. It was Dad's weekend.
Yeah.
We got, Jesse Marsh getting rung up by one hell of an American in fine Texas and Clinton Dempsey. That's our one-time champ looking for two. Is it a YouTube guy crashing out over the He-Man movie? Mm. Is it Fox 4 fan out at Texas Live? By the way, we'll go fatty tonight, 7 to 11, with Fred and Blake.
That's
Ooh.
Right.
You got Ron Slavin. Sorry's B's biggest flaw is he was too giving.
He was just too giving.
Do you think he was trying to tip off his friends? Like, dude, I got it. We're going under. I think if he was tipping off friends, the sports books would have seen the weird gambling patterns that he got
too many involved.
I'd be looking for a follow-up from Bobby or Sean or RJ. Like, what do you mean, too giving? Or is it my treacherous subject change there in the middle of the C-note? I'm going to go with, we got two soccer clips here. I'll go with the champ, Clint Dempsey. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to vote for you, Dawson.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Yeah, diabolical Dawson.
All righty, Wolchuk.
I got to go with the
pizza. We end on a sad note here.
Right into the sad note.
All right. Well, I have one, Brian.
Dawson, yeah.
Right. By a score of 4-1.
You guys ever got a scab on your
new
lip?
G-bag new champion. It's me. I've done it.
You did it.
Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with some LA Live.
All right, man. It is a butt-naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. We'll get into it right after the great Rick James, baby. You ever had a scab on your lip?
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
But if you try watching soccer with a girl, they're like, sweetheart, would you like it if I was, 6% body fat, had a faux hawk, spoke Italian?
Sweetie.
Yeah, I really would. I'm just saying, you could do it. You guys are the same height. He's like 6 years older than you. He looks great. No, finish your burrito. I'm glad you like burritos. I'm just saying, he probably doesn't get winded when we make out. So
it's butt naked. Winded.
Boy, there's nothing like hearing yourself winded in the middle of what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad.
Oh, you catch yourself.
It's bad.
Oh, is that me? Oh, my God.
I'm just bringing in the groceries
how
here.
How long have I been doing this?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Poor girl. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. It is a butt-naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Dallas's own Mrs. Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. And Miss Badu, holla at me. Holla at me. I've seen what you've done for others, and I need some of that Baduism. I sure do. LA is ready. My time is now. I need some of that Baduism.
LA is ready.
I'm ready. And peace to the gods and earths out there. Shout out to everyone in town for FIFA! 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 I feel like I just say it like that because if you're in a, if you're not from here and you're just like, Uber, rideshare, something like that, you don't understand English too much, but you hear FIFA! FIFA, FIFA, FIFA!
That's a great way to troll these tours, man.
FIFA!
Let's go, FIFA.
Yeah, let's go. There's a World Cup in my city, yeah. Hey, on a Butt Naked Wednesday, I have a question for you fellas, real quick, for you guys. So, because I figured this out today. I think I did. So, a streaker is someone who runs through a public area naked.
Totally naked. Yes.
You have to be naked to be a streaker.
Yes. You can have shoes on. That's it.
You can't wear shoes on and
you
that's
can wear
it.
Shoes, yeah.
Okay, so not someone that just streaks across the field. You're not a streaker.
No.
You're an interrupter? What are you now?
Yeah, pitch invader.
A nuisance.
A pitch invader.
Jackass.
Yeah. So, you have to be naked to be considered a streaker.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got to be naked.
Okay.
Fully naked.
That's all. Okay. So I thought it was just like streaking because you're running out there real fast. It doesn't necessarily, it doesn't have to do with your clothing. But
I think it's confusing because a lot of people on social media be like, streaker.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
And this wasn't because they were saying like this guy on Friday at the USA game was the worst streaker of all time. Did you see him?
Is this the guy that was walking along the wall?
Yeah. He was walking along.
And he just, and they were just walking with him. And then when he jumped down, right?
Like they were standing right there like dogs waiting for him to jump over the fence.
Yeah.
You'll never walk alone, sir.
And there was so many opportunities. He had to just go turn back to the bleachers and sit down, maybe get lost in the crowd. They was going to probably leave you alone. But he had to decide to go out there. And he failed miserably. As soon as he jumped down onto the field, they just...
They got him.
They got him.
Is this the guy that's running back and forth for a while?
Running back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that count as a streak? Like if I was him...
You have to be on the pitch.
Okay, so...
Yeah, he didn't make it.
If I made a bet, like with Kalshi or something like that, there was going to be a streaker for the USA game, and I decided to go out there, and that's what I gave. That was my effort.
Shouldn't count.
I lost my money.
You have to get acknowledged.
You got to fail.
You have to get acknowledged.
You're kind of taunting, walking the railing, like, ha-ha, look at me.
Yeah, he looks crazy.
He's just silly.
So the Wimby guy, that's a streaker.
Yes.
He came out there, in a sense.
Also a loser.
Took a selfie.
But not naked.
Not naked. But if I gambled on myself and said, all right, there's going to be a streaker during the finals.
Yeah, I think that would get you a win.
Intruder. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I could smoke a bag of that. They cussed him out when he tried to jump out there. Listen.
You got to juke him out. Yo, what the f***? Oh, you f***ing idiot. You f***ing idiot.
You dumbass.
You
no,
Jay, idiot.
No.
You f***ing idiot.
And they keep going.
Yeah.
Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. All right, let me get the vibes right real quick before we get to the question of the day. FIFA! FIFA, FIFA! You're in my city. Question for the Tolos. Give some advice to the FIFA World Cup fans in town. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook and what's that other one? Threads. Because when you post on Threads or Facebook, it automatically goes to each other.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, give some advice to the FIFA World Cup fans in town. I got answers like respect the locals. Texas is an open carry state. Everyone is packing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should probably do that just to be safe.
Yeah,
I don't go running willy-nilly into, what do they call it, a row, you know?
Yeah.
If there's an old guy who seems extra confident in his confrontation with you.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Don't go breaking up fights either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not safe. By no means hang out in Deep Elm at night.
Yeah.
FIFA. No Deep Elm at night, apparently.
What's the cutoff, you think, 10?
Is it cleaned up now? Aren't they working towards that?
They are working towards that. I know there's one gentleman who's bought out a bunch of the establishments.
Yeah.
And trying to maybe clean things up a little bit, but I don't know how far along they are.
I still think it's a unique place. We go down there.
It's beautiful during the day, man.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Sun up.
Yeah, vibes out there.
Yeah, get out of there. By sundown, get on out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty soon they're going to have those robot dogs and drones over on that place. That's what's going to happen.
It's going to be chappy.
Yeah, it's going to be scary. When it comes to salsa, if it's green, it's mean.
Yeah.
A little spicy.
And even if it's red, too, be careful.
True.
How about don't harass the cops?
No, please don't.
Like if your buddy gets grabbed, don't go over there and try and like help him out.
Well, I mean, unless you just got a gift the gab, but don't keep your hands to yourself.
But just got officer, sir. What do you mean?
Please help me if the cops come and get me. He's a great guy. Please, he's got a family and homies.
That's when you need Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, that's like, y'all. Come here, let me talk to you, man.
I always feel like you make it worse sometimes doing that, you know?
Yeah.
If you're drunk too and you're trying to like.
Let me level with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can tell you're a real professional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me level
with
you.
You know who I am.
Hey, WFFFFA spoke with some Japanese World Cup fans. Mm. They're in town looking for some meat.
Food you wanted to try in America. What was it?
Like a big hamburger.
Okay, we can help you with that. Nikoko, you said you wanted to try?
Big beef.
Big beef. That big is beef. Steak, that is hamburger, that is brisket. We can help you out. You're in the right place if you want
it's
big
not
beef.
Get that
big
lady
beef.
Some big beef.
Oh, wow.
We like big beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You met Wolcher?
Get her in the right direction, Chris. Don't let her down,
Chris.
Big beef.
I got a friend for you.
Down. Yeah. Don't let it down.
More like ground chuck.
She'll let all her friends know. She'll let all her friends know it's bad advertisement for you if you let her down.
You like a dash of hair on that beef?
Yeah. Ooh. I like how she laughed at the end of that.
Yeah.
Big beef. Okay, we can help you with that. Nikoko, you said you wanted to try
big beef.
Big beef.
Yeah. Big beef. Is that her way of saying pause?
Yeah, she knows what she wants.
Big beef.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Be sure to visit the nightlife on Harry Hines. FIFA, FIFA, FIFA. Tell that rideshare driver, take you to Harry Hines.
Oh, my gosh.
Take you to Harry Hines, buddy. What else? Give some advice to FIFA World Cup fans in town. Don't be a fart. Take the dart.
Oh.
Okay. Don't be a fart. Take the dart.
Yeah, that's my truth.
Hearing that bus,
their new slogan.
That train rides in Boston were like $90, something like that.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Dang. What?
Yeah, they were. I saw. I think Mac Engel posted today there was $300 parking by the stadium.
Yes, dude. That's so ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
I think the cheapest you can get it is $1.50 if you're willing to walk.
Yeah.
I used to take that train thing to downtown Fort Worth. What is it, the TRE or something like that?
Yes. I used to take drops that. You off right there at the stockyards.
Yep, sure does. It's a beautiful little ride, man. Yeah. Give some advice to the FIFA World Cup fans. Oh, before I do that, Daily Mail, talk to a World Cup fan. Scotland, Woolchuck sent me this one.
Aye, my butthole's still tight. I can't even relax it.
What did he say? Wait, what?
Aye, my butthole's still tight. I can't even relax it. I mean, it was an awful game. I've waged 20 years. I mean, that's what you get when you follow Scotland. But the result is good and we're top of the group. What can you say? That's brilliant.
John McGinn, hero again tonight.
Oh, John McGinn. I mean, he showed flashes of what he can do. And he was playing out of position. I don't know why he was over there. Away! John McGinn. He's a brilliant player. Professional. Ah, fantastic. He's a role model for a lot of young kids.
Oh, John McGinn. Did he have his donkey with him?
Yeah.
Oh, John
Shut
McGinn.
Up, Eric.
He's a professional.
If the barbecue isn't served with a slice of white bread, keep it moving, as Tolo says.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
I saw a guy who was at a Mexican restaurant, and he was eating his taco with a fork, and the waiter had to come over there and show him, no, you gotta pick that thing up, bro.
Yeah. You gotta go full hands
on
that.
Is that eggy?
He was just forking the meat out of the tortilla. Oh, he had no idea.
Oh, pick God. It up.
Speaking of, this Tolo says, drink all the margaritas you can.
Yeah.
Make sure they're actual tequila margaritas, not that wine-based margarita. You want to have the real experience. FIFA, FIFA, FIFA! If you get it, see a doctor to get rid of it.
Mm.
Okay. If she has a BBL and is into you, it's a setup.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wish I would have known that.
Okay. I can smoke a bag of that. When the SAs in Fort Worth Stockyard start speaking sign language to you, you've gone too far. Turn around and go back to the red bricks.
There you go.
Hey, what's up, cut? Hey, SA, what's up?
Hey, SA.
You've gone too far.
You've gone too far. Speaking of going too far, did you guys see the Dallas mayor out there at FanFest got booed?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Dallas mayor's name is?
Eric Johnson.
Standing there with that goofy ass cowboy hat on, getting booed.
Hey, Gary Johnson. What's he done?
What's he done?
Got AIDS.
Shout out to my dentist Tolo friend. He says if your team loses, make sure your breath wins. Go to Keller's Hamburgers in East Dallas off of Garland Road.
Yeah,
such a good spot. Yeah.
Harry Hines one's good too.
East Dallas off of Garland Road, that's where we need to be sending people. That,
I don't know.
Okay. And they went off Northwest Highway here, 75 Northwest Highway.
Yeah, Northwest Highway.
Man, that one don't quite curl like it should.
Doesn't.
Yeah, okay. It used to be back in the day, that used to be the one because my dad used to go to Bachman Lake to wash his car and wax it. And stop at that Keller's right there.
Not the same, though. Not the same.
The first time I did it, I was like, can I really, like, just drive away with this beer in my car?
Surely can.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, honey, I'm not going to tell on you.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you go?
Okay. Give me a six-pack then. While
Can I get a couple more?
Can you box some of those up for me, please?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know who Future is? The artist Future?
Yeah. From rapper, right?
Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is raising his son right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. That's a sports tie-in right there. How about that?
The dad who stepped up.
Yeah, the dad who stepped up. He has a FIFA song. In fact, he was like one of the part of the opening ceremonies. Cool. He did a song for the opening ceremony. I like it, though.
I heard what you said through the grapevine. Funny thing about your problems, they ain't mine. Staying up through the late night. 20 seconds to game time. Getting religious with it. Time crossing these state lines. Working hard through the late nights. 20 seconds to game time. Hey. I see the stars in the sky. I see me standing on top of it. Me two accountants made a lot more than a lot of it. I'm with the fam, fam. We Batman and robbing it. Come for the game, game. No, there ain't no stopping it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. For a FIFA, that's I didn't good. Expect Future to be doing some FIFA songs, but
that's good.
It works out, bro. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe out there. FIFA, FIFA, holla.
Let's go. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's already been an incredible day of World Cup watching here. England beat Croatia 4-2. Portugal tied with Congo 1-1. You have Ghana and Panama kicking off here shortly, then Colombia and Uzbekistan coming up at 9 o'clock. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
Let's go around the bases. Who's the Rangers' most scrutinized player? That's next in the nation.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.